USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of the Henry Pratt Company is giving more details about Friday's shooting that left five of his employees dead. Gary Martin was being fired for a culmination of violations of workplace rules, Scott Hall said. He did not get into specifics, though. He also called Friday the worst day his company's ever had. Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris was holding a town hall in South Carolina when she was asked about the debt continuing to rise and Medicare for all.
I believe you said you support Medicare for all and the Green New Deal. Simultaneously, we have a $22 trillion national debt and a $1.2 trillion deficit. How do you square that circle?
We have a tax bill that got passed that gave $1 trillion to the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America. And they need to give that money back.
This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Is your tax refund a little bit smaller this year? Well, you're not alone. As of February 1st, the IRS has issued almost 5 million refunds, and they're down about $200. But according to tax experts, including CPA Paul Schwartz, he says folks are still paying less in taxes compared to last year. And regarding those big refunds that you're not getting?
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest.
A New Mexico teenager convicted of shooting and killing two people at a public library will be spending decades behind bars. The teenager, who was 16 at the time, was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences at 40 years each. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new voter ID study by two professors at Harvard University had some rather interesting results, as we hear from former federal prosecutor J. Christian Adams, who joins Fox News.
They discovered that voter ID has absolutely no negative impact on voters, something most of us already knew. A small fringe of dishonest people didn't know. They make money off of this. They raise huge sums of money to pay lawyers to attack states that implement voter ID. You saw some of them in the roll earlier. I mean, this is something most Americans agree with, and now we know it doesn't do any harm.
And as far as voter ID laws and minorities?
A huge survey found that it did not affect minorities negatively, which tells you they have been lying. They have been scaring minorities in the worst possible ways about voter ID and election integrity laws. They use it to increase their own power, to create this hysteria. And frankly, Brian, the survey showed that if voter ID does anything, it increases turnout among minorities ever so slightly. So they have not been telling the American people the truth.
And Aerosmith and Tim Conway actually have something in common. Both had their Hollywood Walk of Fame star ceremonies postponed due to bad weather. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce says that the ceremony that was going to take place Thursday is being rescheduled. Conway's Walk of Fame ceremony was also postponed about 20 years ago as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.